knowledge. Becomes eligible to achieve knowledge and thus supreme peace. Or Shravan Vajate Yomam, the one who in great faith abides in me and thinks of me and renders transcendental loving service to me is the highest yogi. And on the other hand, Krishna says that those who are not faithful, who are faithless, they must return to the material world. So what is this faith? Srila Prabhupada says in many places that faith can change. Today I might be a Christian, tomorrow I might be a Muslim. Today I may have faith in the Indian cricket team, tomorrow I may lose faith in the Indian cricket team. So faith is not a constant. Faith is, in this sense, a material emotion. But so this shraddha, means a little bit more than faith. The devotee described here, who is eligible to see Krishna face to face, is a devotee who is constantly hearing. He's engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness. And these are actions. Faith in this sense is not a passive belief. Faith coupled with devotional service is Sanatan Dharma. Now faith may change, but Sanatan Dharma is the activity which cannot change. It's eternal. And just like the heat is always a quality of fire, it's inseparable, it's an inseparable quality of fire. So rendering devotional service is inseparable from Sanatan Dharma. Srila Prabhupada has said that to profess a particular type of faith is not to profess one's Sanatan Dharma. The rendering of service is Sanatan Dharma. So faith is a theoretical abstraction, which only is expressed in its real form in devotional service. Prabhupada says in another place that faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. That's a nice definition of faith. Unflinching trust in something sublime. Just like your mother may say when you're a baby, "Oh, this flame is hot. Don't touch it. It will burn your hand." And if you're a very advanced baby, you may take her word for it. But for the most part, I think we all touch the flame a little bit. And we realize my mother was correct. The quality of this flame is hot. It hurts. One of my daughter's first word. She touched the light bulb. I told her not to touch this light bulb above the bed. "No, don't touch. Hot. She touched it anyway, and she turned around at me and said, "Hot." So our faith gets reinforced by this kind of realization. By performance of activities, devotional service, hearing about the glories of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. Not only passively hearing, but actively performing devotional service. And we get more and more resolute in our faith. We become more and more determined. This faith turns into something more than just a light sentiment, into something more and more convincing as my knowledge grows. And not just by book not just my book knowledge, but my practical knowledge. Prabhupada uses the word here, adhiyata, by cultivation, by activity. So faith is multi-stage, and it passes from light sentiments of loyalty and belief into confidence, and then reliance, assurance, absolute assurance, and finally, ultimately, faith becomes conviction. And this happens as we develop our devotional service, that faith becomes conviction through good association, and then gradually as we distinguish between spirit and matter, as we become more and more advanced in distinguishing between spirit and matter in good association, our faith becomes conviction. The Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about faith hundreds of times. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a discussion of faith, basically, Shraddha. Hundreds of times. We cannot understand things. It says, for example, that we cannot understand things beyond our capacity, that things which are beyond our capacity to understand by argument and speculation. But if we have faith in someone who has understood these things, then this highest understanding is easy. Just like when our mother, who is the authority, should be the absolute authority, tells us, this is your father, we believe her with absolute faith. She knows. We cannot speculate. We cannot argue. We accept from our mother, this is our father. Another place Prabhupada says, firm determination, firm faith is the first qualification to see Krishna. And how does our faith become firm? It's in the process. It's by process, by the process of devotional service, which is Sanatana Dharma. It means active, something accumulative, something progressive, something realized. This is faith. The Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about three stages of faith. The preliminary faith, this is the faith awakened by association with a devotee. You meet someone on the street, almost if I asked any one of you, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? There was some little awakening of faith that, well, if I listen to this process, listen to this devotee, learn about it a little bit, I have faith that I will become a better person for that. This is the beginning. Preliminary faith. Maybe it's mixed with a little curiosity, but still some faith is there. This is called Kanishta Adhikari, neophyte stage of faith. Then as initial faith, preliminary faith grows, it becomes, as it grows by hearing, as it grows by propagation of our culture of Krishna consciousness activities, devotional service, it becomes gradually firm faith. This is the Madhyama Adhikari stage. In this stage, one may not be very advanced in Shastric knowledge, for example, but he is greatly attracted to chanting. And he becomes a preacher in the second stage of faith. I'm so convinced now that I want to tell others about this process. I have enough faith that this is the correct thing, then now I must tell others, and I must chant. I'm getting a taste for this chanting. I'm realizing some benefit from this chanting. And I'm not even sure why yet, perhaps. But Krishna seems to be, Krishna consciousness seems to be a real thing, and it's giving me real benefit. And then, of course, the third and highest stage, gradually the devotee can attain. We can attain this stage. It's called full faith. Absolute conviction. This is the Uttama Adhikari. Someone who is always fixed in Krishna consciousness. Full of Shastric knowledge. Unflinching is another word Prabhupada uses. Unflinching faith. Absorbed in Santarasa. Unflinching faith in Krishna and cessation of all desires which are not connected to Krishna. Of course, as we are far from having attained this stage, we can only see, we are so very fortunate to be able to see an example of this highest level of faith, and that's in our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. His example is just, I mean, it was so well documented and so well covered in all of the books and stories, and how Prabhupada never wavered, even for a moment, in his absolute conviction that Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness philosophy would be spread throughout the world. I mean, otherwise, what can full faith mean? What can unflinching faith mean? How can I even conceive of this level of consciousness? How can I conceive of this level of consciousness unless I study Srila Prabhupada and his actions and how he did everything? I mean, for years I was a witness. I saw it happen every moment. Cessation of all desires not directly connected with Krishna. Even the mind, even idle talk, these things, Srila Prabhupada never wavered for an instant. Whatever he did was connected with Krishna somehow. It was just a marvel to behold. Everything he said, everything anyone else said, anything that happened around him, it fed right into this Krishna conscious machine, Prabhupada. And he reacted in a totally Krishna conscious way. And this began to, of course, immediately become our philosophy, become our faith. We saw how these things happened for Prabhupada, so we jumped in the pool. And we saw these things begin happening for us too. For example, in London, well, just going to London, we had not even one address there of anyone we knew. We had only a few £100 in our pockets. Prabhupada says, go to London. In those days, London was far away. It was a long ways. The world was much bigger then. But we had absolute faith that whatever we did there for Srila Prabhupada would be successful. Not even a question. Never did we even think that, well, what if we fail? There wasn't even a concept. Failure. Right up to the very poignant example of building this huge temple in downtown London, in Berry Place, taking many, many months to build it out of the finest woods and materials we could find. Prabhupada giving us a deadline that 8 days from today we will install deities. No one had ever seen a pair of deities. No one had ever seen a pair of marble, large-size Radha Krishna deities. We had no idea where these deities were going to come from. The temple was built. We had a deadline 1 week away to find deities and install. We had no clue where these deities would come from, except we just knew they would show up somehow. Nobody even questioned it. And sure enough, they showed up. You've all heard this story. Well, even more close at home, This first Bombay Pandal program we had in Krasnodar, 1971 March, we thought about it in about January. A couple of months before it happened, maybe two and a half months. We thought, well, let's have a big show for Prabhupada. Okay. Nobody even thought that there would not be such a show, that we would run out of money, that we wouldn't have enough manpower to pull it off, that maybe no one will come, maybe Prabhupada won't like it. We didn't think those things. This faith, absolute faith, carries on and becomes, it erases all doubts from the mind, which is very nice. If you could imagine, as devotees, how nice it is, what we have that others don't have, we can walk around without the concept of doubt in our minds. Doubt is the same as fear, and engenders fear and anger and all the other base emotions that plague our lives. So with doubt removed, we have no anxieties. This is faith. This is what Prabhupada means by faith. The faithful man is one who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, we can attain the highest perfection. Simple. Faith is attained by a devotee. Faith is not given. It's attained by a devotee. Just like I sometimes use the example of the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth. At one time in London, we had a friend who was the sculptor laureate of the UK. He was designated by the state to design the coins for the switchover from pound, shilling, pence to the metric system. And he was commissioned to do a bust of Queen Elizabeth. So she had to sit for him in marble. So she had to sit for him day after day after day after day after day while he carved her body from here up into a piece of marble. And of course, she got bored sitting there, so she used to read. And he came and told me one day that she did this, she liked to read. And I said, I gave him a copy of the Bhagavad Gita. And I said, well, why don't you just hand her this at the beginning of your session and let her read through this while she's sitting. Maybe it's 1 hour or 2 hours every day. So she did that, and her response was, with a real dreamy look in her eyes, at the end of the session she looked up and she says, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if Krishna just took care of everything? I told Prabhupada that story, and he says, yes, 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 yes. It is wonderful, he said, but a little reciprocation required. In other words, no matter how high your birth, no matter what position in life you have, you don't get to see Krishna face to face. You don't just get faith that entitles you to this. You have to become eligible. You have to attain this faith by devotional service. So first qualification, being faithful. And then always hearing. Prabhupada says in this verse, always hearing. He repeats it twice. That's how important it is. Hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and hearing of the Lord's activities. And being always engaged in cultivation of Krishna consciousness. This entitles one. It shouldn't say entitles one. It should say this enables one or makes one eligible or qualified to meet Krishna face to face. It's like there's an old American saying that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, if you just keep practicing Krishna consciousness, eventually Krishna has to come. He has to put some grease on you. So make a lot of noise. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. So this seeing Krishna face to face is seeing is person to person. When you say face to face, it means person to person. Krishna is not some abstract power, not some formless energy. Krishna has a face, like you have a face. And just as you can stare into your friend's face, or your lover's face, or your brother's face, or your mother's face, and you see this person, you can stare into Krishna's face, according to this. You can stare into Krishna's face, and he can stare into your face. This is reciprocal. But the devotee only wishes, I mean, if anything, the devotee only wishes, if I could just catch a glimpse of Krishna's lotus feet, what to speak of face. Who could look at Krishna's face? My God. It would blow my eyes out to see Krishna's face. But it is said that in our spiritual body, we can hear and speak with Krishna face to face. This Bhagavad Gita, in some ways, is like a video. We can actually see a presentation of Arjuna and Krishna hearing and speaking with each other. There's someone who is seeing Krishna face to face. In reading the Krishna book, we hear all the wonderful stories about Krishna and his friends, his playmates and his enemies, staring each other in the face, interacting, having activities together. So we can get an idea what it must be like. But sometimes I think if we meditated on Krishna's face, on his arms, on his legs, his activities, like in the Krishna book, and if we were pure enough in this meditation, we'd get lost, we'd drown, we'd lose it, we'd just evaporate in Krishna's pastimes. Imagine touching Krishna, sleeping, eating, sitting with him. Whew. So sometimes I think Srila Prabhupada deliberately pulled back from this ecstasy of a face-to-face contact with Krishna just to appear with us, deal with us. His deal with the day-to-day trivialities of teaching us Krishna consciousness. I mean, surely Srila Prabhupada could have just, like Lord Chaitanya, just swooned away in ecstasy, thinking about Krishna, seeing Krishna face to face all the time. He was so pure and so qualified. According to this verse, he was qualified to see Krishna face to face. Why didn't he exhibit that? Because even higher than that is to teach others how to see Krishna face to face. He gave us everything. He gave us every moment of his life just so that we might be able to have the opportunity to one day meet Krishna face to face. So these things are there: faith, always hearing, and always being engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness. And this is not easy. This is not easy. It's not easy to qualify to be able or be eligible to see Krishna. This is not an easy thing, to spend 24 hours, 7 days a week hearing about Krishna, being engaged in Krishna conscious activities with unflinching, firm faith. And yet, I mean, it is easy. Krishna says, very soon, in this verse he says, very soon you will see Krishna face to face. So we have all the guidelines are clearly described for us. This is so simple process. How could anything be more clear? So the key element, faith. And as it grows, a taste is aroused, or a desire for devotional service, and this desire grows, this taste increases. And this devotional service takes the form of telling others about Krishna, informing others about Krishna. Krishna describes his dearmost servant, the highest type of devotional service, as spreading his supreme secret. The Krishna consciousness movement is dedicated to spreading Krishna's supreme secret. So this is the advanced devotee. He is not concerned about seeing Krishna face to face. That would be nice. Well, how could I do that? Or drowning in ecstasy. This is not what I mean, I'm not, purpose of my life is not to drown in ecstasy with Krishna. I would prefer to turn my, maybe who knows later. I don't feel qualified for that much ecstasy. I just want to tell others about how they might be able to attain this perfection. And yet it's kind of paradoxical, because while preaching like this, being active in devotional service, the devotee actually does begin to see Krishna face to face. It's unavoidable. Maybe some little hints are there at first. Maybe the devotee senses some secondary powers of Krishna, how he's working as he performs his devotional service. Or if he aims high enough and the obstacles are great enough, maybe he sees the direct intervention of Krishna. He begins to feel that he can see Krishna face to face right here in the temple. The deity is Krishna. The deity is Krishna. The book Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Just to have this opportunity to read it and drink the nectar of these written words. This is Krishna. This is Krishna's grace. This is seeing Krishna face to face. Hearing about Krishna is the same thing. And the more and more the devotee, he or she, increases in devotional service, the more and more boldly is a word Prabhupada used to use a lot. Krishna becomes intertwined in the devotee's senses and in their minds. Krishna insinuates himself into the devotee's life. And this is direct, it's not imaginary. This is a direct result of devotional service, of strengthening of faith. As faith strengthens to conviction, and devotional service becomes more and more all-consuming for our senses and our mind, Krishna is there more and more. I don't have much more to say on this, except that I'm leaving tonight. I'm leaving you all with a bit sad, with great sadness. And I just wanted to express my extreme gratitude to all of you wonderful devotees for being here and helping me increase my faith in Krishna consciousness. This is why I stay in Bombay. My faith in Krishna increases by staying here. And you're far better devotees than I. Your example is relishable to me, and I like to live inside of your example. And I'll carry it with me. I mean, just seeing you're shining, all of your shining faces, so attentive every morning and every day and every evening. I mean, it never stops around here. There's a festival going on 24 hours. I just lean over my balcony and I can hear Krishna's name always. And I know that something's going on in this building or that building or this building that's pushing on Prabhupada's dearmost dream. And it's so encouraging. You're such a wonderful example to everyone, to all of humankind. You are the supreme example. but I'll be back in September. And we have firmly fixed a date for some dates for this festival, Srila Prabhupada's 108th anniversary festival in Bombay. We've acquired the Cross Maidan Goan football field plus Azad Maidan. So we have nearly 7,000 square meters of space. That's nearly, no, more than that. More than 7,000. 7 acres. 7 acres of space. I think it's 40 or 50,000 square meters, something like that. So the dates fixed for this festival are February 12th through 20th next year, next winter. That'll leave a week after so that everyone can go get ready and go to Mayapur. So we're going to have some fun. From September, late September, right on up to February, with a little break to Vrindavan, a couple of weeks for Kartik, we'll be pushing this festival to create the most wonderful exhibition, public exhibition of Srila Prabhupada's teachings ever in history. This is our goal. And we don't even have to think about whether it'll happen or not, or where the money's going to come from, or any of those things. Our faith is so deep. It's going to happen wonderfully. We'll bring all of the other advanced devotees from all over the world to speak and involve all of our God brothers and sisters, especially here in Bombay, the Juhu centers and the Pune center and all the other centers in Maharashtra and Gujarat, especially, to do the labor work. We'll count on all of you devotees to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll just have a dispatcher saying, you know, like an operator at the telephone thing, maybe two or three dispatchers with somebody dispatching the dispatcher to guide everyone around Bombay and get these things done. We'll have to blanket the city with advertising, with opulence, with truth and knowledge. Let people come to see what Prabhupada's children have done, how Prabhupada is here with us still through his children, how he truly is the greatest saint to come out of modern India. For what Prabhupada has done, no other Indian national can come close. No yogi, no sadhu, no teacher, no one even comes close to Srila Prabhupada. But nobody, everyone has forgotten this. We'll remind them. And you will all be the shining core of Prabhupada's army going out there putting this festival together. It's going to be so wonderful. So I want to thank you very much. Thank you so much for all of your kindnesses and services to me while I've been here. I look forward to seeing you all so much in September and having a lot of fun in Krishna consciousness together in the coming months. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for increasing our faith by giving us this wonderful class. One of the sentences that you are mentioning about seeing Krishna face to face, you mentioned that the last part of the sentence was, if the obstacles are high enough, then you'll be able to see Krishna face to face.
If what is high enough?
If the obstacles are high enough, then you'll be able to see Krishna face to face. One of the Prabhupada sentences, you said that.
That's one of the ways to see Krishna face to face, very quickly, is by Krishna promises us in his Bhagavad Gita, and we've said this time and time again, that if the devotee is sincerely, with firm faith and conviction, struggling to perform devotional service, and some obstacle comes, some immovable obstacle, that Krishna himself personally will come to remove it. Just like this deity example in London. When we 1 week away, we didn't have deities. We never even seen a set of deities before in our lives. What to speak of in a strange city in the West, not even in India. Where are we going to get deities? 2 days later, we had deities. I mean, if you don't see Krishna face to face in that example, and so many times it's happened. Look at Prabhupada's life. I mean, on this Jaladuta, he was having heart attacks, and the seas were going like this and like this. And Krishna appeared to him and says, "Don't worry about it. I'm with you." So it does make it easier to see Krishna face to face by taking on a large devotional service commitment. It's a form of surrender. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender it all the way. Krishna will come. Just like this Malati Devi Dasi, my ex-wife, she was very, very, very ill 10 years ago. I mean, to the point of death. She had AIDS, which is, according to all Western medicine, it's an insolvable situation. You cannot be cured. There's no cure. When I saw her in 1992, I thought that this may be the last time I'll see her in her body, because she only weighed about 70 pounds. She was just pure bones, simple bones, but the fire was still there in her eyes. And she told me that she made it down to New Vrindavan, and she just bowed down to Srila Prabhupada and completely surrendered. She said, "Prabhupada, whatever, just take me, I'll do whatever you want. That's it. I surrender completely." And now look at her. She's healthy, running around. She's the first Krishna conscious woman GBC member. She's spreading Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day in her service. She saw Krishna face to face. There's so many extreme examples. But extreme examples aside, in the simple things, day-to-day life, I mean, if we look at Srila Prabhupada, he saw Krishna all the time. It wasn't just in removing obstacles. By the time Prabhupada got to us, Krishna was standing beside him all the time. Everything he did, every move he made, the simplest thing, picking up a glass of water, drinking it, moving, putting his dhoti on or his kurta. If you just watched him, you could see Krishna face to face. Because he was the pure devotee. He is always seeing Krishna face to face. Even though he may not consider that that is not his object or his goal. His goal is to spread Krishna consciousness on behalf of Krishna. That's what Krishna wanted him to do. Hari Bol. Yes. Did you have something? Oh. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.